All right, great news, folks. This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. And finally, after, you know, a lot of delays and glitches and so on, which were hilariously covered in the emails I previously sent, we now have live the features that we've been wanting, all of us, for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to describe some of those features and why it's a fundamental improvement for Brighteon.com and how these features work and how you can maximize your video viewability and subscriptions and so on using these new features. So here we go. The big new feature, which you'll notice right away if you go to the homepage, is that we now have video categories. So on the homepage of Brighteon.com, if you go there, whether you're logged in or not, if you haven't subscribed to any channels, or if you're just an anonymous public user, you're going to see categories with, I think, politics and news at the top. And then there's like health and medicine and food and technology and culture and, you know, different categories, right? Survival and preparedness is one of the categories. And then there's another category called other. Now, other is a category that your videos go into if we can't find any other category that fits your video. Now, allow me to explain how the category calculations work, because it's all automated. There's no manual deciding by us or you about the categories. And in fact, you don't select a category, but there is a way that you can, in effect, force a category if you wish. And I'll explain that. But the categories are calculated by, well, there's a list of keywords that we provide to the system that is associated with each category. And that list of keywords, well, they become root keywords. And for health and medicine, for example, there are keywords like health and medicine and, you know, prescription drugs, pharmaceuticals, that kind of thing. Or, you know, disease names, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, what have you, natural health, naturopathy, alternative medicine, those kinds of things. And so there's a scoring system that scores your video title and keyword tags. And based on how many of those words match the words that we've put into the categories, that determines which category your video gets assigned to. Makes sense, right? And here's the cool thing. We are constantly expanding the list of keywords for the categories. And in fact, one of the things that we're doing is we're monitoring the other category and looking for new keywords that we can add to other categories that are meaningful. For example, when we first had the health and medicine category, we neglected to put the keyword fitness in there. And so we noticed that there were fitness videos that were not getting categorized into health as they should be. So then we added fitness, and that solved that problem. So we're constantly updating the keywords for the categories. And your videos get recalculated over time. Now, the current logic, in case you're curious, is that videos that are less than 5 days old get recalculated once a day, because that also encompasses your changes to the keyword tags and the video title. So if you post a video and then you see, oh, that video went into technology and science, but you think it belongs somewhere else, then you can change your keywords. And within 24 hours, often, you know, on average, 12 hours, your video will be recalculated and it will be moved to the correct category based on your new keywords that you put in. So you actually have control. You can add keywords to your keyword tags. You can change your title. You can change your keywords. You can remove keywords and so on and so forth. But if you try to spam the keywords to say, oh, I'm just going to put in every keyword for everything, health, medicine, science, technology, history, everything. Well, it's still only going to choose one category for you. You're not going to get into multiple categories. So that's another rule that we put in place deliberately. Every video goes into one and only one category. And the category it goes into is based on the best fit, based on the keywords that you're using for your title and your tags. So you can decide from there how you wish to strategize things. We have put politics and news as the top category on the homepage. And then beneath that, I think, is health and medicine and, you know, food and so on. Food and recipes, kitchen type stuff. You know, climate, environment, different categories. But we have chosen the order on the homepage. However, when your users, or let's say your audience, when they subscribe to your channel, then there's a super category that shows up for that user on the homepage that says videos from channels you follow. And that will show them all your videos with the most recent shown first, actually mixed in with the videos from other channels that that user may be following as well. So in other words, when a user is logged in and they go to the homepage, they're always going to see the videos from the channels that they're following or subscribed to. That's what they're going to see first. And then if they scroll down, they're going to see, you know, politics and health and medicine and science and all that stuff. So the best way to get your videos to be seen by the users is to do just two things. Tell users, hey, subscribe to my channel. And they do that by clicking the subscribe button that's underneath any video of yours. And it's a big red button. They can't miss it. It says subscribe. And if they click it, then they're subscribed. And that's all they have to do. They just click the button. And then I think the text changes there. Currently, it says already subscribed or something like that. And then it turns gray. So they're already subscribed at that point. Now, if they go back to their homepage, I mean, just the homepage for Brighteon.com, as they are logged in, they're going to see all your videos from your channel. Or I should say all the, your most recent videos, because now they're following your channel. So that's the thing. Tell your users to subscribe. Click the subscribe button beneath the video. And then secondly, if you wish, remind them to log in, because if they're not logged in, then obviously we don't know what channels they've subscribed to, and they're just going to see the generic homepage, which is the categories. Now, in terms of privacy, this is what's really cool about all of this. You know that we hate Google's tracking and surveillance and psychological profiling of users. So we don't do any of that. Now, obviously, we have a table where we keep track of which channels that a user has subscribed to, obviously, so we can show them the videos they want to see. But we don't monitor, we don't keep a log of what videos they've watched. And we don't keep track of what terms they've searched for. And there are other things like that that we don't do. We don't build user profiles. We just have the minimum amount of information that we need to show them the videos that they want to see. And that's it, which right now consists of just which channels they've subscribed to. And that's it. And by the way, we don't know anything else about that user. Whereas on YouTube, Google knows that that user that's watching these specific videos is also searching for these terms on google.com and is located at this position on the Google Maps app and so on and so forth. So Google is aggregating information from multiple apps and multiple services to really violate your privacy and become Big Brother, which is evil and twisted. And we don't do anything like that. We don't want to know where you are. We don't want to know any of that stuff. So we don't assign even the server logs that would naturally have IP addresses of HTTP requests and so on. We don't tie those server logs into the user profile or user history or what channels they're subscribed to or anything like that. We don't know anything about the users. And that's the way it should be. It's private. You know, it's so we respect the privacy of the users in ways that almost no one else does. All right. So the other thing you'll notice about the homepage is that under each category, currently, if you go to it on a desktop computer, not a mobile device, but a desktop computer, you're going to see four videos in each category, followed by three channel icons. And this is all on one row. Now, currently, and I'll tell you what changes we're going to make to this so you can strategize, but currently, the four videos that we show in each category consists of two videos, which are the newest videos. And those will change very frequently just based on what's just been uploaded, right? Just two brand new videos, usually with zero views. And then the next two videos are the two most popular videos in that category. Now you might say most popular over what time frame? Well, at the current moment, it's most popular over all time, but that's not the way we want it. We're actually changing that to be most popular over the last 3 days. Now, what that will do is it'll highlight, you know, the best video or the most popular video that is 3 days old or less, you know, or newer. And then, so that means that there's a really popular video in that category. Yeah, it'll show up there, but it'll be gone in 3 days. And then something else will be there that's a more recent popular video. And the reason that we chose this combination currently, which we may change based on user feedback, but this is what we think we want to try, is we want to show people some new videos, but we also want to show people some of the most popular videos that are fairly new. So what you can do is, if you post a video and then you share it, or you email it out to your list, or you share it on your social media or what have you, then you could get that video into the most popular position there. And of course, once a video gets into that position, it becomes more popular because more people are seeing it and clicking on it. But after 3 days, it'll be gone no matter what. So, you know, you can think about what strategies are best to get into that position if that's important to you. The other thing is that people can click on view more videos for this category. So if they really like the category of, let's say, food and kitchen, you know, food and recipes, they can just click on food and recipes and they can just see all the videos in that category. Some people just want to see food videos. That's one of the reasons we did this new category feature. Some people were telling us, hey, I don't want to go see videos about politics right now because everybody's going insane. So they just want to see food recipe videos and smoothies and kitchen stuff and shopping for food, whatever. And that's fine. That's great. That's what this is all about. You can go to that category and just view that if you want. Or obviously, if you just want to see science and technology, you can just do that. I just want to see robots and quantum computing and space aliens or whatever. You can choose the category that is interesting to you. Now then back to the homepage, there are three channel thumbnails listed for each category. These channel thumbnails are currently chosen by, well, they're, let's say they're, it's a channel that fits into that category, but is also related to some of the four videos that are being shown right there in that category. You'll notice that some categories don't even have channels right now that match that category. Like, we don't have a channel that's all focused on science and technology that I know of, although there may be in the future. So that's just a way to help users get exposed to new channels. And the way to get your channel into a category, by the way, is to post more videos that are in that channel. So I don't mean to get too technical here, but in the same way that we automatically calculate a category for a video, we also calculate a category for your channel. Your channel will be assigned a category just automatically. And you can't change that category. It's based on the videos that you post. If you've got 10 videos that you posted and 5 of them are food videos and 4 of them are, you know, science videos and 1 of them is politics, then your channel is going to be considered to be a food channel. It's whatever represents the best fit of your videos. So if you wish to change the category designation for your channel, then you need to upload more videos that are about those topics, and that will happen automatically. Kind of cool, actually. It gives you control, but also it has to match the videos that you're uploading. So these are some of the new features. Obviously, there are many more features coming, and we thank you for your patience. We thank you for, you know, all the glitches that we experienced during all of this, which were not fun. And we were doing random cruel things to the programmers in order to get them to fix the problems. some of them involving Rotten Tomatoes and so on and so forth. But they did get the problems fixed for the most part. Right now, there are still some video view count issues that are outstanding. And those are going to be fixed. And then we'll be off and running on some new features that you've been asking for a long time. A lot of new features are coming. You'll love them. We're going to have them rolled out pretty aggressively from here forward. We did a lot of major infrastructure changes with this last update. I can't even tell you how many big changes behind the scenes. Lots of them. But it made the whole system more scalable, more secure, and better for long-term growth, where we can handle literally 1 billion video views a month, and we can handle, you know, millions of channels, millions of users, things like that. So there have been major under the hood upgrades, and they're all in place now. So we are creating a platform that you can use to express your free speech that's being banned everywhere else. It's all happening at brighteon.com. Thank you for using our platform. Thank you for sharing our videos, and thank you for your patience. as we build this system using no government money, no deep state money, no big corporate money, no venture capital money, no we work, you work, nobody works money, none of that stuff. We are a private enterprise. We built this from scratch, even though Obama said, you didn't build that. Yes, we did. Hell yeah, we built that. We built it for you. So use it. Thank you for your support. Mike Adams, founder of Brighteon.com. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.